001 Simon Nuntes. Sif. Sif Gimel. Simon Nuntes Sif Gimel. Yesh Omrim. Shakadusha Shabiyotzer. Yochid Omra. Lefishaino Elosipur Dvara. In other words, we have a rule that Dabar Shabbat Kedusha needs Asara to say. Certainly, Kedusha is a Dabar Shabbat Kedusha. And it needs Asara to say. So, Lechaira, the Kedusha, there's three Kedushas, right? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh Alola Ova Gevurte. Kadosh Bishmeim Rome, Lo Bishchinte. Kadosh Alola Ova Gevurte. Kadosh Niyolam, Leol Meolmai. So, this is the Kadosh. I'm a Roman. This is the Kedusha of the Malachim. So the question is how to see, how to understand the Kedusha. Pashtus, it's a Kedusha. There's many rayas from sources and many Rishonim hold that we're declaring the Kedusha. So you need, it needs a minion. So the Yochid has to skip it. But Yesh Omrim, the Mechaber starts off with the other Shita. That a Yochid could say it because we're just, it's a secret Dvarim. We're telling how the Malachim say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The Yesh Omrim, but some say she Yochid Medalga. Has to skip it. The Einon Emeris Elabit Zibur. The Yesh Lachosh Ledivrayim, the Machaber Paskins. So, you should, you know, he'd like the Paskin like the first Mandi Omar. So he's saying you should be chayshish for the second man the Omer, and therefore v'li zohir sheyachid yomrenu b'niginu ta'amim k'kori b'torah. That when the yachid says it, you should, like, it should be more clear that it's a secret dvarim, and you can do that by saying the truck. It's like you're just quoting a pasuk. So that's that makes it more. I would say it makes it more clear. That it's a secret dvar, or it's koveya it as a secret dvar by saying the trump. You could say that you should really say the trump of Navi, not the trump of the Torah. Kadosh, 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 Hashem shlokos mochalor etzbodo. That's if you've ever davened the yechidus, you have to learn that niggun. Hago ukvar poshet haminik esvara rishono that the yachid could stam say it. The Yochid Omer, also, okay. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says to be makbid. The Mishnah Berurah paskins to be makbid. Ukshon and Kedusha Zos, Omer also Bekol Ram. The point of the Bekol Ram is because it's an Aniyah. It's an Aniyah. You're really responding. You're responding to the Shliach Tzibur, who's saying Kedusha Kolam Kechad Omer B'Yomrim B'Yira. So you're really responding, and Aniyah is B'Kol Ram. When there's a response on the call, it should be said B'Kol Ram. So this is a response, even if it's a secret Dvarim B'Yalma, but it's still a response. The way it's structured, the Tefillah, is that the Chazan leads you into it, and you say it. So therefore, it should be done B'Kol Ram. Kol Ram, though, doesn't mean raising your voice more than the Chazan. There's generally a rule when you're Omer that you shouldn't raise your voice more than the Chazan. You shouldn't overpower the person who's prompting you to be Omer. But that's the point of the Kol Ram of the Ramah, that it's an Aniyah, it's a response. And responses should be Kol Ram, because that's what it means, a response. It's like there's a conductor, a choir master. So he gets all depressed. Ask any chazan, and he goes, "Anim b'yomrim b'yira." And he gets all depressed. So when there's a response called for, it should be b'kol ram. There's actually a technical thing in the Gemara that aniyah is b'kol ram, but I'm explaining that conceptually, aniyah should be b'kol ram because that's the whole point of that structure. That someone's leading, and now it's the chorus, so to speak. So the chorus has to say loud, and that's the response to him. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Medalga. The second Shita is that yeah, is that you should skip it. Like Yomar, this is how he should daven. You still say that part of davening. You say Va'omrim b'yira kadosh, Va'ofanu b'chayas hakodesh, Va'omrim baruch. That's how you say. You don't say the whole pasuk. You just say that. Kasa b'pri chodosh. Afilu mo yoyachin mispalo levado b'shvil she'echar lado. Even the ikat tzibur omer mafilu belachar shulchul yalma. So the prichadash seems to say that as long as there's a tzibur in shul for the yochid that's davening as a yochid and he's late, he could say this kedusha according to everyone. Achronim do not understand the prichadash. Where does he get it from? Why is it true? It's certainly not true by the other kedushas, by the kadosh and shmona esrei. There is grada a mandiyama like that in the Gemara, and that chafala from the beis and brachas, that yachid omer kedusha, that when you're betzibur, the yachid can say kedusha, but we don't paskin like that. We know we don't say kedusha. We know a yachid doesn't say kedusha even when he's betzibur. So where's the prichadosh coming from, and what's he talking about, and why doesn't, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to agree with the Pichadish. No one knows what the Pichadish. For the Svarim I've seen, no one understands the Pichadish. The Mishnah Berurah would tell her.
Is there an issue by Kedusha the Sidra?
Yes, that's part of the Kasha, is that by Kedusha the Sidra, meaning Lol Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah will say later on that you should skip in order to say Kedusha B'tzibur. But if he agrees with the Pichadish as he does here, why should you skip? And no one understands the Prichadosh. So we'll just leave it. We also won't understand it. We don't want to be Parish Menat Sibur. We'll go right to it. It's really not Nogaya. What's Nogaya us is, again, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you can see you should say it with the truck. So according to the Prichadosh, in practical terms, if you held it a Prichadosh, you would say it without the truck. Because we Paskin anyway, the Yachid could say it. Mishnah Berurah is about to say we should be Mahadir to say it with the truck. So according to the Prichadosh, you don't have to be Mahadir to say it with the truck. You could even say that's why people are not careful to say it with the truck. Truly, they don't know the Mishnah Berurah Paskin as you should. But you can say if he approves of the Prichadosh, so when you're davening at home, you should say it with the truck. But if you're in shul and you're late, you're catching up. But I'll tell you that the Prichadosh is a pella, and I have not seen a beer in the Prichadosh, and I don't understand it either. What's okay, Vaikra. Poshet HaMinog. It's also a pellet that the Mishnah Berurah, like you said, by Kedusha the Sidra, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. Poshet HaMinog, like the first part that he could say it. That you shouldn't do it. That you should not. That you shouldn't say Kedusha alone as a Yachid. Even Kedusha, we're talking about the Kedusha of the Yitzhak Amoros. But the Mishnah Berurah says, well, the fish ain't loses me HaMinog. And now he's talking about the minig, yes, to say it, that the yachid does say it. Nochon lahadir, and why the yachid, lemo benigin ratan and kakari psukim, to do as the suggestion of the mechaber. And that's indeed what one should do. Ukshaon and kedusha zu, ukedusha zu in efshar tov lomar meyushin. Sitting down, that has to do with. It's a little Kabbalistic that this is Kedusha Shalom. People saying it, I don't know. It's really the Malachim, we sit down, I don't know exactly. The Arizal says you B'davka should sit down. Even if you're standing, you should B'davka sit down for this Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah obviously doesn't hold like that. He says, Efshar Tov Loma Meyushin. Oh, maybe no. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah does agree that you should sit down even if you're standing. Okay, right, the Bekol Ram, Davka B'tzibur, Abu B'yochad Omer B'lachash, we have that by Ubal Tzion. Well, there everybody should say a B'lachash. Sorry. Here only the Yochad should say a B'lachash, King Kodim B'Eliya Rabbah, Abu B'shari Tzuba Kodim Shank, Paydat B'yochad Em Yomer Bekol Ram, even though it's not a response. He's not saying it as a response. Okay. Let's go back to Sif Dalin.
That's a question. In Kedusha, let's say Chasim has me say, Lumas Nabarok Yomeiro.
Who says Lumas Nabarok Yomeiro? Chasm.
The Chasm would say it, but that's the name. But here we see the Masam Shaf Amrim. Everyone says it at the, this. Is there a difference? Is there a reason?
I'm sure there is, and I'm sure there is. I couldn't tell you what it is right now. Birchas Yotzer, Siv Dalet. Birchas Yotzer v'arvis Omer imashiach Sibur benachas. If you haven't been by Zilberman, really, Verovam Hadras Melech. There's a general rule that it's good, it's even, unless there's a reason not to, the truth is it's always preferable for one person to make a bracha or even to daven theoretically, I'll explain in a moment, and to be motzi others. That's Verovam Hadras Melech, that's the tzibur coming together. One person is like the embodiment of the tzibur, and he's motzi everyone. When you have a guest at home, I always offer that the guest can make Yiddish, but I'm always hoping he says no. Because really, it's preferable for one person to make Yiddish with two people. That's called Berovam Hadras Melech, rather than for two individuals each to make Yiddish separately. But if the guy just got married, you should always offer him to make Yiddish. He's still like excited at the fact that he's making Yiddish. So you should always offer him. Also, people are afraid that they're not going to... It's also a good thing to do socially, because sometimes the Malabayas makes Kiddush, and you're not Yotzei, because he batches up the words, and it gets embarrassing, and you don't know what to do. So sometimes it is a good minig to have everybody make their own Kiddush. So you have to judge. Shmona Esrei is Rachmei Ninu. Everybody should daven themselves Shmona Esrei. Chazal said, if you're an Eino Baki, the Shliach Tzibur and Motzi you at Shmona Esrei. That's if you're an Eino Baki. There are other things where Chazal said, you could be, where really you should daven yourself. Daven yourself, what's the matter with you? It's davening. You should say it yourself. Oh, Chazal said, the Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi you, even if you're a Baki, but only Ba'asara. Again, sometimes one person can be motzi another person. You want to make a shahakol niya bedvaro on something, a bracha, be motzi someone. It's even preferable to be motzi someone. But some things, more of the davening type things, or birchas hashvach, or the like, it's really not so good for one person to be motzi another, but chazal amasakim that it's okay if you have a minyan. Sometimes just to an anal baki like by Shmona Esrei, because there really you gotta daven yourself if you know how, and sometimes even to a baki, but it's only ba'asara, so he's an official shliach tzibur and there's a tzibur. Anyway, to make a long story short, based on all of this, by Birchas Kriyashma really, if you have asara, it really is preferable for the shliach tzibur to be motzi everyone, even if they're bekiyim, as long as there's asara. And if you go to Zilberman in the Old City, that's how they daven every day. The Shliach Tzibur is motzi everyone in Birchas Kriyat Shema.
They say everything up to the bracha?
They don't say anything. Oh, Pesukei Dezimra they say. They say nothing. They just answer Kedusha. That's what we're about to learn. Birchas Yotzer V'Arvit, so the Mechaber says here that although that's preferable, so the Mechaber here says don't do it. Birchas Yotzer V'Arvis Omer im HaShliach Tzibur Benachas. Say it quietly with the Shliach Tzibur, because you're not going to concentrate on every word. So really the Achronim discuss, why would it be so gefährlich if you didn't hear every word? Who says you have to hear every word? Not every word's ma'akev. In the Bracha Arucha, very few things are ma'akev, as long as you have the Tzura of the Bracha Arucha. Sometimes it says in Omar Bris, the Torah, and the Yotzi de Chavosa, but usually things are not ma'akev. But it's certainly not a good thing, and so the Mechaber Paskins that you should say it quietly. Benachas means quietly, say it together. That's where he's coming from, the Mechaber. Really, it would theoretically be preferable for the Shliach Tzibur to be motzi everyone in Birchas Kriyashma. The Mechaber here is saying no. You're not going to listen to every word, you're not going to focus, you're not going to concentrate, it's too hard. Say it yourself quietly. Okay, that's Pshat in this Mechaber. Agor, the Yamara L'Sayim, Kodim, the Yisayim HaShliach Tzibur, finish the bracha before he does, so that the Yana Omen HaShliach Tzibur. Okay. Umihu, Im lo amora, if you didn't say it quietly to yourself, rak shama mishliach tzibur, yotza. The brachos elu ashliach tzibur mosi ayochad avol bishahu boki. It's not like Shmona Esrei, where we say he cannot be motzi you unless you're an eino boki. But here, he can be motzi you as long as there's a sora, even if you're a boki, even if you could daven yourself. In fact, as I heard it before, it's preferable, because you have Roivam Hadas Melech kicks in. Miu eino shliach tzibur motzi hayochid b'pochos me asora, if he's a boki. Okay? So you... Okay, now we say v'loyana omen achersiyim haboker b'amo Yisrael b'yahava v'shem b'ahava yefzik. Omen is considered a hefzik. So this is really a strange thing for the Mechaber to hold, because we had many times already that the Mechaber realizes or holds of the point that the Birchos Kriyashma are not really Birchos Kriyashma. They're not Asher Kedishol b'mitfosu b'tzvano l'kros Kriyashma. And you could say them after the Zman Kriyashma, for example, we just had yesterday. You could say it after the Zman Kriyashma. So they're not true Birchos Kriyashma in that sense of the word. So why would the Mechaber hold it's a Hefzik? It's not so clear. So you have to say, even if it's not a true Birchos HaMitzvahs, but it still should be Tzamud to Kriyashma as much as possible. So that's what the Mechaber holds. You shouldn't answer Amen because of the Hefzik. Finally, common sense in Samachal, if the Ramah says... There, it's clear that there are more holds. You could answer Amen if that Baruch Hashem Yisrael be'ahava. So there's different minhagim nowadays too. I'm not so happy what this shul does. I'm not happy what this shul does, that everybody says it out loud together with the chazan. The gro holds, you should say Amen. In Eretz Yisrael, it's much more, that's one of the things that they do like the gro, in my experience in Eretz Yisrael, is that they don't do like the Mishnah Berurah. But they taka finish before and they answer Amen. Certainly for everybody to say it loud, which does not allow a person to answer Amen unless he's listening to the people and he answers Amen to them. So one day I'll stop it.
So we change our minute?
I'm not ready to say that, to go against the Mishnah Berurah like the Gra. I would have to be much more sure that's one of the things that they do in Eretz Yisrael, because the Gra holds like that. And I'm not quite sure yet. I didn't do enough research to feel comfortable. But certainly we shouldn't prevent people that want to from answering it. That much I do know is quite widespread. I know many, many shuls answer Amen. That's what the Gra holds. It's not like the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Paskins better be on the safe side and answer together with. But it's one of the things that they do like the Gra. So I have to do a little more research to see how kavua it is in Eretz Yisrael to do that. What? No, whoever wants to do it could do it quietly. They don't have to do it out loud. And that stops everyone else. A person that wants to answer Amen doesn't hear a clear bracha and can't answer Amen. But that's one of the parts of davening, for some reason, everybody wakes up. Like, everybody's, like, really into answering with the chazan. You know, everybody's sleeping on here. Baruch atah Hashem, abocher b'amo Yisrael. I don't know why. Like, everybody likes this halacha. Okay. Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Yudalit. Birchas Yotzer. Bu'adin l'chol ha-brachas de Kriya Shema. You should say it quietly. In my shliach tzibur, after midina yochol achaving lots of the birchas of shliach tzibur afilu aboki. The dafka betfila meaning in shmona esrei. Ein shliach tzibur motzi as aboki. Ukidol akamom b'son akul chadavim b'shem deracham einenu. Davening is davening. Shmona esrei is like, come on, you're asking Hashem for things. The tzarech kolecha levachesh rachmim al atzmo. Mikol mekom yehi rogil lomer my shliach tzibur benachas. Still say it quietly. Why? Practical. Shkim and Shem Brachos Aruchos are very long. End of them Yochel Achavim Todim Mashmiach Tzim Mishtika. Very hard. Vayoyim Enoigin Lizom Lizor Lom Adavka Benachas. Now we don't have the whole system where the Shmiach Tzim are saying it loud and everybody is saying it low. We don't have that at all. Everybody just says it together. One big mishmash. Nope. Vayim Bebir Alocha. By the Sfaradim, they have much more that the Chazan says it very loud. except everybody says it along in an undertone. Svardim daven like that. Zilberman is mamish, and except they answer kedusha. They go kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. It's like they're answering kedusha.
Zilberman does that grow.
Yeah, they're grow people. They live with the grow. They have probably two matzahs by the seder. You know, they're real stuff. They go all the way. I'm in this halfway house business. The Amayel Asayim Kodim, the Be'emsa Asalam Ashamein, the Moshe's brother Simon Samachvav, the Yano Amin Abu Baruch Uber Shmo Lo Yomar, the Philip Sukkot Zimmer Lo Yapsuk Lazer, the Moshe Gozim Abu Baruch Uber Shmo Lo Yomar, the Philip Sukkot Zimmer Lo Yapsuk Lazer, the Moshe Gozim Abu Baruch Uber Shmo Lo Yomar, the Philip Sukkot Zimmer Lo Yapsuk Lazer, the Moshe Gozim Abu Baruch Uber Shmo Lo Yomar, the Philip Sukkot Zimmer Lo Yapsuk Lazer, the Moshe Gozim Abu Baruch Uber Shmo Lo Yomar, the Philip Sukkot Zimmer Lo Yapsuk Lazer, the Moshe Gozim Abu Baruch Uber Shmo Lo Yomar, the Philip Sukkot Zim your neighbor, you hear the fellow next to you, or anyone saying Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzah Ma'oros, you really could and therefore should answer Amen. Mishnah Berurah throws in that any bracha a person makes, you could answer Amen at that point. There's other places in Mishnah Berurah, that's really a suffix, where the Bein HaProkim, you could answer Amen to any bracha, but here the Mishnah Berurah is so saying that yes, you could.
You're not finished with the bracha yet?
No, then you can't. It's Bem Saperik, you cannot answer Amen. The only Amen you can answer Bem Saperik of Kriyashma is Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. You can answer the Amen and Yeheshmei Rabba, and the Amiram Biyomo Vimru Amen, and Akel HaKadosh and Shemaya Tfila, if you happen to hear those two Amens. Those are the only four Amens that you can answer. And you should try to do it at the end of the phrase. Certainly, yeah, okay. The brachas elu shall kriyash ma'avud in the chol brachas. Ugedoyel b'soif siman vav, ayin shem pri chodosh, machas ha-shekel, levad mi brachas shal tfilov, shmona esrei, den ha-shliach tzibur motzi yos ha-boki, okay. Miu ein ha-shliach tzibur motzi ha-yochid, oh, I'm sorry, avol bishu hu-boki, v'afilum yotzu kvar motzi, even if he's yotzi already, v'chod in the chol ha-brachas, levad mi brachas ha-nenem, we're familiar with this halacha. Now, theoretically, even if the if they wanted to daven like that, and the Shliach Tzibur had already davened and had said the brachas, he could say it again to be motzi everyone. We know Avol Bisha Yotza Motzi, except for Bichas Anenin. But other Bichas Anenin, the Misha Yotza, someone who's not drinking, that's what it means, Misha Yotza, someone who's not being Nehenna now, any Yochel Hotzi Yosacha Shemuchli Vadayim Bebracha, even if he's not a Baki. Okay, Chav Beis, but the Shliach Tzibur can't be Motzi a Yochel without a Minyan. If he don't make no Baki, you need a Minyan. Again, there's different categories. I'm not doing it justice now. Here is not really the place to get into it. You could be mostly someone else with a bracha. For that, you don't need a minyan. As the spectrum moves more into tefillah, Shmon Esrei is one end of the spectrum. Shmon Esrei is so much tefillah that you need eino baki and you need a minyan. Then you have these things like Bichas Kriyashma, and some say Bichas HaShachar. And some say any birchas shevach v'hodah, that you could be motzi even a baki. It's not as extreme as shmona esrei, but you can only do it in a minyan. And as you move away from tefillah and it becomes like a regular bracha, then you don't need a minyan. A yachid can be motzi a yachid, even if he's a baki. But then there's also an exception. I'm sorry to confuse everyone, and that's a bracha achrona. A bracha achrona, a yachid should not be motzi a yachid, but that's a different area of a kviyus, that you should only be motzi someone else when there's a kviyus, and in a bracha achrona there's a breaking up of the kviyus, and that's why only when there's a mezumin, etc., etc., etc. Bottom line, for the shliach tzibur to be motzi the kohol and birchas kriyashma, he could be motzi of even baki. You know, it's not like shmona esrei, but it has to be with a minyan. It has to be a tzibur, in the context of a tzibur.
So okay. If there's no minyan, then someone gets together and there's no minyan that showed up, and the the Shliach Tzibur, they're going to continue to daven. The Shliach Tzibur shouldn't...
Cannot be motzi the people, only in Eino Baki. Or not even in Eino Baki, I'm sorry. Cannot even be motzi in Eino Baki.
That doesn't mean that they shouldn't continue davening in the format of Shliach Tzibur Kahal. It just means that he's not being motzi anybody.
Yeah, what we do is just like for show. He's not really a Shliach Tzibur.
Right.
He's
so
just standing up.
No reason not to continue that when there's no reason.
Yeah, he might as well like announce the pages. You know, we are now on page 334.
Together with one individual without a minion.
What?
Somebody can't daven by himself. You can't daven
without a minion. An
Eino
Baki without a minion.
He doesn't see.
Maybe an Eino Baki you don't need a minion if it's not, if it's Birchus Kriya Shema. What? Probably he could be motzi him without a minion if he's an Eino Baki. Probably. Not, yeah. I don't know, I'm not sure. Shmon Esrei certainly not. Shmon Esrei not. Shmon Esrei is Rachme. They were masaking to be motzi someone else, only the Tzibur. Only a Shliach Tzibur. They made a Tfilas Tzibur, Shliach Tzibur, only in that context. What? Yeah. Something else, yeah. The Pachos Miasori, you need a minion. Oh, here, he says, Beferish, Afilu Meino Baki, you need a minion. Even for Bichas Kriyashma, you need a minion. Even to be Motzi and Eino Baki. Bepachos Me'asoro, the Deo Dafkulin and Bichas Kriyashma, Kama Bichas HaShachar, Halabush Machmir. The more you should be saying it yourself, the more it's a tfila, the more it's a bakosha, the harder it is for Reuven to be Motzi Shimon. Either you need a minion, or at the extreme of Shmona Esrei, you need a minion and Eino Baki. I will show brachas, but a regular bracha is going bichas hamitzvahs and bichas hanenin. Afilu yochid moitzius hayochid. Afilu lebaki. Ach, but bichas hanenin yesh kama chilukim. That's what is a chiluk technically between bracha rishon and bracha achrona. The bracha rishon is alecha bayayin luchuli almadin kamoishik osavnu. Ach, tzorek sheyikbu etzatzmon. There has to be a certain element of kliyus. They're sitting down, they're not milling around like a stand-up kiddush. Kind of sheyeshu. Linyan bichas hamazon. Emrak shnayim ochlu mitzvah leicholik levarach kolecha liyatzmo. Because they're splitting up the kviyas. So now's not a time for Reuven to be motzi Shimon when the kviyas is being broken up. Unless, see, when that's the problem, then Eino Baki helps. When you need a minion, it's even to Eino Baki. But when it's a kviyus problem, then if he's an Eino Baki, it could be motzi him. The Mishnah Berurah here is saying, "Im lo she'echad Eino Baki v'az yotzei osa habaki u'gedisa b'simen kufsa de gimel u'b'sholei dvorim chus mipaz v'yayin bein bracha rishena bein bracha achroina yesh deyos bein apoiz bein mechad yochel etzis chadero." That we'll learn in Hilchos Brachos b'lin edem yitz Hashem. The point here is that you certainly need a... In Bichas Kriya Shema, theoretically, the Shliach Tzibur could and perhaps should be motzi everyone. The Shulchan Aruch advises against it because you're not going to be mechaven, because it's too long a bracha. You're not going to focus. But you certainly need a minion to even theoretically do it. Without a minion, you can't do it. That's what we've learned. Okay. But you should hurry up and finish the bracha before he does so that you can answer amen, because you can't answer amen to a regular bracha. To most brachas, to virtually all brachas, the emtsa haperek, but bein aprokim and b'chus kriyashma, you could answer amen. Then the mechaber paskins not to answer amen after haboicha b'ami yisrael bi'ava b'shem da'avi hetzik bein kriyashma la'abracha k'mor she'osu la'hatzik bein kol devar mitzvah ha'no she'mavorchen olav la'abracha shalofanov. So again, it's very strange to assign that reasoning to the mechaber, because the mechaber says... The Mechaber we saw recognizes that it's not a regular Brichas HaMitzvahs. We just saw it yesterday. You can say it after Zman Kriyashma. So why the Mishnah Berurah says such a svara here? You can say, stand, he holds it has to be Tzamud L'Kriyashma. It has to be connected to Kriyashma. It's Brichas Kriyashma. But the Mishnah Berurah is strange that he compares it to a regular Brichas HaNen and Brichas HaMitzvahs. The Mechaber doesn't hold like that. So I don't know what to make of that. Baita, avo bebichos yaitzor, gam hu moda ladina loramodaze, dim siyim kodem ashliach tziba yeshlam asomin achrov. You might say there's no chiddush to that in case you're listening. But the truth is the Rashi, that you should not answer Amen even after Yotze HaMa'oros. If you hold, you don't answer Amen after HaBoicha B'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava, because it constitutes a Hefzik, then there are Shittos that you should not answer Amen after Yotze HaMa'oros either. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah comes to be motzi, comes to negate those Shittos, and to say that certainly you could answer Lipaskin, you could answer Amen after Yotze HaMa'oros, but not after Baruch Hashem Yisrael B'Ahava, the Machaber holds. The Ramah says, look what I have to say in Siman Samachalif, the Sivgimu Bahagoa. The Shem is brought that the Ramah holds, the Gambrichas HaBoicher, HaMinigul Sayim Kedem HaShliach Sibu B'Lamas Amen, Achar HaShliach Sibu Chumash Yigodu B'Dar Kemashim Siman Zeh, Vatam, the Bichas Kriya Shema, are not really Brichas HaMitzvahs. Because you're not saying Asher Kedishon of the Mitzvot of Zonu Lekev Kriya Shema, El Abrochus B'Fnei Atzmon Heim, it's just that Tiknu Lebarech Hosum Kodem Kriya Shema, V'Lachain Ein Chashash B'Mef Shemafsik. The Achronim really paskin like the Ramah, that you should answer Amen. The Mishnah Berurah then says, Ach l'chadchilo yoseh tov, she yisayim b'shovem ha-shliach tzibur, v'lo yitzorech l'amos omein achrov. Will you hear from my rap about that? That in Eretz Yisrael, it's more prevalent to do like the Gra, and yes, to answer Amen, not to follow the Mishnah Berurah. And I have to do research, but I'll be changing, at least making, putting up a sign that people shouldn't do it so loud, that it should be acceptable in Eretz Yisrael to do like the Gra, but I have to do a little more research. Even if you hold, you could answer Amen to Avarabo, but you shouldn't answer Amen to a different bracha. If you hear a different bracha, okay, stop here.